Sunday, March 24th, Roswell, New Mexico, when a flying saucer crashed near Roswell, New Mexico, Corona. On July 1947, the U.S. military quickly placed armed guards around the crash site, while Army personnel combed the area and picked up the scattered debris. The military did not get everything. A friend of a military person involved in the debris pickup walked into the UFO museum at Roswell this last Sunday afternoon, March 24th, and asked Max Little, Secretary Treasurer, if he would like to see a piece of the crashed saucer. Max obliged with a little skepticism. Shortly thereafter, the man talking to Max called the ex-military guy who showed up at that museum 20 minutes later with the fragment. He had a glass picture framed in which was embedded a translucent purplish and or copperish metal piece about 2 inches wide and 3 inches long with a hole in it. They called in a photographer to take a series of pictures of the presumed artifact. The photographer had a hard time adjusting the light exposure of his camera as the metal piece seemed to have, quote, a strange luminescence. Drew in surrounding light. The local TV stations and newspaper were summoned for a news release. Coverage on TV Channel 7, ABC Albuquerque, and the Roswell newspaper resulted. The military person involved in the UFO debris pickup, who wishes to remain anonymous, put this piece in his pocket, and it's been in his possession for almost 49 years. The piece is safely locked in a safe, will be analyzed to determine its authenticity. It appears to be solid, not the type that when uncrumpled returns to its original form without wrinkles. Stay tuned for more information on this breaking news from Roswell. Then, I got a copy of the Roswell Sunday Daily Record, and right on the front page, here's the photograph. At first glance, it just looks like a small piece of metal sculpture, but upon closer inspection, the metal in question does indeed look foreign. There are, quote, rust spots, end quote, that are not evidence of corrosion, but instead markings of a strange color pattern. There are small, intricate lines throughout the metal that look as if they were leading someplace bigger at one time, like a large machine, a vehicle maybe, maybe even a UFO. Last Sunday, a local citizen whose identity is unknown turned over to the UFO Museum what could be the long-sought-after smoking gun in the 1947 Roswell crash.